Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. They turn out bloody and rarely go well. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. LibertyRoundtable.com, our website, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. LibertyRoundtable.com is our website. But our syndicator is Liberty News Radio. And there's not only Liberty Roundtable Live 6 days a week, but there's other incredible talk shows around the clock on Liberty News Radio as well. Check out the lineup, libertynewsradio.com. All right, without further ado, let's get into the recap of yesterday's broadcast. We talked about the state of, it's the University of Colorado State. So it's in Colorado, but it's the university, right? The University of Colorado State claims that saying ladies and gentlemen is offensive, highly offensive, and extremely degrading. And folks, the thought police are out in force. They're dividing on race. They're dividing on gender. They're dividing on what constitutes sin. And folks, we've got to stand against this. Ladies and gentlemen was nothing but a respectful term for literally generations. And now instantly they claim it is offensive. It is evil because it supports this idea of gender binary, male and female created them. Look, that's God's opening statement in the Bible almost, right? It's right there, the first part of Genesis, male and female created them. Okay, look, I'm not at liberty to change God's laws on this, folks, but they say that if I stand with God on that, that somehow I'm offensive. I'm extremely degrading. Okay, we've got to draw the line somewhere, folks. Look, they have the right to think what they want to think. This is America. We're not the thought police. If they don't believe in a binary, that's their choice. Okay? I'm not here to force a man for his beliefs. But I'm saying that at some point, if we're going to coexist, right, they can't force their agenda on me. Man's born man, decides he's a woman, wants me to call him a she. Do I got to call him a she? Oh, if they force it down our throats via the law, then maybe so. Or I go to jail, right? But at what point do I have the right to think and believe what I want? And if I say, you know what, I believe this person was born a he, and I believe in the binary, and I believe God determines the characteristics of gender, not man. If they get their way and they force me to go along, then what happens? So that's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. But look, to show they're not even genuine in their discussions about these divisionary tactics, they're genuine that they want to divide and destroy. There's no question about it. They want to distract, divide, and destroy. All right. But let's be very clear. They don't care about the things they say they care about. They don't care about women. They want to murder their young. Right? They don't care about women. They don't care about gay and lesbians. They don't care about blacks. But they use it to drive a wedge. Let me give you an example. They're running around talking about how evil blackface is. And I don't say blackface is evil. I say it depends on the intent of the person doing blackface. I don't know what their thoughts are. It might be out of admiration. Right? What if a white kid dresses up as Martin Luther King Jr. For Martin Luther King Jr. Day or for Halloween or something and says, you know what, I believe in equality for all. I have a dream. I believe in that dream. Right? Does that mean he's a racist because he puts on some, okay? Well, how about this movie called White Chicks? Not recommended to watch it, but the question is, have you seen the movie White Chicks? You've got in this movie, come out in 2004, where these black men that work for the government, the FBI, literally dress up as white female socialites. And they literally not only put on, quote, white face, but they create whole masks for white. They also put on other body parts. So now a man's going to put on the breasts of a white chick mask. Halloween, I don't know what, masquerade, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's insanity. How come no one's bringing up that movie and highlighting that this is done? Who are the actors in that? How come they're not being attacked? Is blackface bad, but whiteface okay? See, this stuff is just psychotic. They don't care about anything but the divide that they get from this. They're not about honesty and about setting aside divisions and working on unity and working on finding ways to bring peace and stability and unity to America. They're not doing that. All right, we talked about Amazon paying federal taxes. Hope Uncle Sam's not holding his breath, they say. The retailing giant paid $0 to the feds in 2017, 2018. Never mind, they had $17 billion in profit. Amazon received $128 million in a federal rebate even. Look, Amazon's built around tax avoidance, ladies and gentlemen. Now, mainstream press is reporting this as, oh, how horrible Amazon is. See, I disagree. Our whole society, our whole government income tax system is designed around voluntarily compelling you to file, right? Well, they say it's voluntary, but yet they compel you under penalty of perjury. Our whole system is designed on avoidance. Everybody's trying to run around and figure out, how do I get an accountant to look into my deal and take every benefit that I can get at the trough of government, and how do I get back as much as I can or pay as little as I can? The whole system is designed to do that. Amazon's just dang good at it. So is Mitt Romney. So is Donald Trump. And we criticize all these people like somehow they're bad. Well, I think the income tax is evil. And I think the income tax and the property taxes are both planks of the Communist Manifesto, not the United States government, folks. The Founding Fathers understood we need to avoid direct taxation. Right? That's why there's tariffs at the borders, believe it or not. Anyway, I digress, except to say I commend Amazon for paying little to no taxes and getting a rebate. And that's what everybody tries to do, right? Why is the big guy evil for doing it, but yet you try to do it every day? And to these liberals who want to pay more taxes or claim that they want to pay more taxes or try to put more laws in to tax the rich, why don't they just start writing out their own checks? They don't have to get some law compelling them to do so. They can just write out checks to the Treasury to their heart's content. But none of them do it, right? All right, to double down on Donald's point, the border leaks like a sieve and it is dangerous as all get out, and it is a national security crisis. To prove the point, the latest highlight, Mexican kidnappers beheaded a woman. She's a businesswoman after her husband didn't have the money to pay. Whoa. All right, we talked about a Utah patient has this LEMS disease or whatever it is. Cost of treatment went from free to costing $375,000 a year, just unaffordable. But that's when the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, got involved. By the way, the Trump admin cancels FDA contract to purchase body parts of aborted babies for taxpayer-funded research. Good for President Trump. How come you don't hear about that anywhere, huh? Wow. Hour two. The FDA steps up oversight of dietary supplements, writes USA Today. So the drug company's running around all free. Never mind the harm done to these, you know, people, right? And the bottom line is these dietary supplement people are just getting beat up by the FDA. Where's the president when you need him, huh? All right, we talked about Dylan Pohl, an author. Why is Britain's richest man, Sir Jim Radcliffe, moving to Monaco? The joke is you got to ask Ayn Rand, huh? The idea is, look, they're just soaking this guy, soaking the rich with so much taxes, the guy just can't take it anymore. Too many taxes, too much regulation, just destroying markets everywhere when government's out of control is the point. Socialists are just out of control. All right, we talked about a coal plant to close down. Despite Donald Trump's pleas, it's a sad tale to tell, that's for sure. And we talked about, believe it or not, over half of U.S. coal plants, or coal mines, I should say, have closed since 2008. So Donald's trying to bring back the coal industry. He's been on an unprecedented deregulation campaign and effort, which I commend him for, but it's not enough. Too many taxes, too much dishonest money, too many regulations still in place, and coal simply cannot compete with the subsidies that government's putting into wind power and solar power and everything else. And the states are becoming hostile to the solar or to the coal industry as well. And so even though Donald's trying to do a great job, man, it's just not enough. The swamp's just too big, too deep, too. Wow. Our prayers are with those people who work for coal-fired power plants. And our prayers are that we can come out of this with stable electricity. And our prayers are that President Trump is more successful than he is. Because, man, he's running into a buzzsaw at every turn, isn't he? All right, we talked about the police. New evidence suggests that Jussie Smollett orchestrated his own attack. Anyway, that's just a fiasco in the making. But I warned you right from the start. How come the cops and the liberals and the media didn't see it? I told you right from the start it was a scandal. Didn't I? Where's the fake news folks now? They peddled this as a real story. The cops peddled it as a real story. Now they all have egg on their face, and I told them so, and they say I'm the fake news guy? These people are psychotic. Jussie Smollett involved in a whiteface hoax, folks. Isn't that what happened? A couple of black guys supposedly dressed up as white guys yelling it's MAGA country and running around abusing him, putting a rope around his neck because he's a black gay guy. And wow, all the elements are there for division, huh? But it was a whiteface hoax. None of it's true. How come no one's talking about whiteface here? Because it's not politically correct. That's why. All right, quick pause. I'm Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use radio station.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Wall-to-wall, hard-hitting talk radio, even on the commercial breaks, ladies and gentlemen. We tell fundamental truths that cannot be ignored. Think about it. The Republicans had control of the House, the Senate, the White House, the courts, most state legislative bodies, and most governorships. And Rand Paul banged the Senate to spend a penny less, just to reduce a penny in spending, and he got ignored and laughed at by his Republican colleagues, and not a single person gave him any heed. The swamp is so deep, folks. Even our own party won't stand with us. Rand Paul doing a great job. He had the penny plan. All we want to do is, hey, let's just, you know what, let's tighten the belt a little bit. 1 penny, 1%. And no one even gave him the time of day when we had control of everything. So this idea that the Republicans are less in their spending, that they're for smaller, you know, restricted or less government, just is factually not correct. There's a few, like a Rand Paul and a Justin Amash and a few, but there's not very many, folks. There really isn't. They're for bigger, more government. And the proof is in the pudding. Rand Paul, when they had control of every branch of government you can imagine, literally begged him to save one penny, just reduce spending by a penny. And his legislative idea got nowhere. Wow. All right. We're still doing the recap of yesterday's show, man. We talk about so much news. Kurt brought up this El Chapo attorney and Ted Cruz battle. El Chapo's attorney to Ted Cruz, ludicrous to suggest the drug kingpin would build the wall. But Ted Cruz schools El Chapo's attorney on asset forfeiture. I think that's one of the best ways to go about paying for the wall. The Mexicans would indeed pay for it. The drug lords, the drug traffickers would be paying for the wall. I think it's a great idea that Ted Cruz has, but where's the Donnelly? He's missing in action, isn't he? Isn't that strange? Louis Gohmert, Paul Ryan, tricked Donald Trump to believe that the wall funding could not pass through the House successfully. They lied to the President of the United States. Wow. What do you do with that, you know? Again, this is what I mean. The swamp is so deep. Even Trump's own party lying to him so that he believes false details. And what a shame. What a sham. Wow. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday on the radio. And that broadcast is available online at your fingertips free if you want to listen. And remember, one of the cool things is you can look in the hour notes to see which hour you want to listen to. If there's a topic you're interested in, you can also look in that hour. And based on the notes, we don't have exact time markers, but you can look and, hey, if the note is in the middle of the hour, in the middle of the notes, you can kind of go there, or towards the end of the hour or the start of the hour, you should have a pretty good handle on about where the notes are going to be, right? Usually in the first segment of the first hour, every time, sometimes bleeding into the second segment, is the recap of the previous show. So in the first hour, if it's a new headline, you know that it's got to be probably after the 17 break, right? Maybe after the 30 break, kind of an idea. Or if you see something in the second hour, you got a good handle on it. We tell you which guests are in which hour. And so we do our best to kind of put you in charge, because we realize that you might not have 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. That's how often we're on the air. 12 hours a week of hard-hitting news. But you know what? We realize you're busy. And so we try to point you to the things that matter most to you. If you say, Sam, I just don't have time. Great. Read the show notes. Pick out a couple of segments to listen to. Boom. You're in like Flynn. We love you. We want to support you. We're grateful for you listening. And we make the broadcast available to you free. But it is expensive. And if you believe we provide value to you, please reciprocate. Donate at LibertyRoundtable.com. Right. That's the recap. News the network refused to use today starts now. And I love to praise Donald Trump when I can, folks. I really do. I love to bring people together. I love to focus on the positive. I love to focus on when we're doing right and when we're doing good and when we're moving the needle towards the proper role of limited constitutional government, when we're moving the needle towards liberty. I love that. I can't get enough of it. It's wonderful stuff when we promote God, family, and country, when we protect life, liberty, and property. It's just delightful. But the problem is that I cannot ignore issues that are vital, that are critical. Wow. All right, so here's the headline. The Trump administration is launching a worldwide effort to decriminalize homosexuality. Now, I don't know how you people feel about that, but let me give you the headline and some more details. The Trump administration is launching a, quote, worldwide effort to decriminalize homosexuality. Turns out, believe it or not, that some 70 plus countries around the world continue to have laws that criminalize LGBTI status and or conduct. The effort by the Trump administration around the world is being led by the U.S. ambassador to Germany. The guy's name is Richard Grenell. Richard Grenell. And by the way, Richard Grenell is the highest profile openly gay member of President Trump's administration. So you got this gay, high-profile member of Trump's administration leading this agenda around the world. Other U.S. embassies to Europe are taking part, and officials are saying that the campaign will probably involve working with the United Nations, the European Union, and other nations that recognize, quote, gay rights. Now, I want to stop you there for a minute, and I want to be very, very clear about what I'm saying and what I'm not saying on this topic. Number one, I think we ought to avoid foreign entanglements, folks. And that comes to war, but it also comes to policy. I don't think we should be using our clout, our, quote, political capital, on pushing other nations to promote a gay and lesbian agenda. And I don't think we should lead by an openly gay, do you call it advocate? Do you call it mascot? Do you call it the U.S. ambassador to Germany is on the international stage working with the United Nations and gay-friendly nations, right? Working with the European Union, other nations supporting gay rights. Okay, is that what we should be doing with the ambassador to Germany? Is that what his, quote, expanded role is to globally push for gay rights and gay protections? Because here's the problem that I have with it. I don't even know what a gay right is. Okay, let's be very clear. I am not suggesting in any way that we should be unkind to people that choose the gay lifestyle. Now, there again, we can't even have this discussion without me being attacked. Because they would say, Sam, we're not choosing a gay lifestyle. We were born that way. And now we get into the nature versus nurture and the societal influence versus genes. And, you know, the debate scientifically is in favor of my view, which is it's a choice. But nevertheless, the battle rages on. So I can't even have this conversation without being just obliterated by these people. But nevertheless, I say, why should we advocate for gay rights? Are those special rights that the non-gays don't have? Right? If it's gay rights, do the transgender people have those same rights? If it's gay rights, what about a woman who, well, she's trans. So a woman becomes a man and then she likes another woman or vice versa. Even the lesbians are against some of this transgender, I don't know what these other terms are. There's so many of them. They got like 50 of them now. Terms for sexual preferences and gender preferences and all these things to where it's hard to even put a finger on the discussion except to say every view is acceptable except for God's view, which happens to be my view. And they want to basically isolate my view and the view of God that I adopt or I believe in. And they want to isolate that and say that's the only bigoted view not welcome at the table, right? And then we're supposed to have a discussion. And then I bring it up and every statement that I make is bigoted and hateful and evil and wrong and wicked and unsensitive and or insensitive. And it goes on and on and on. There's just no way for me to win this, right? But I don't think we should be advocating around the world for gay rights or sexual preferences, or gender manipulation, or any of these psychotic discussions that we find ourselves in today. And we certainly shouldn't be using the Germany ambassador on a global stage through the United Nations, an organization that wants to breach and violate our sovereignty. We certainly shouldn't use that as our calling card, should we? But that's what's going on via the Trump administration. The Trump administration is literally launching a worldwide effort to decriminalize homosexuality. Now, I don't think we ought to get involved in the affairs of other sovereign. I'm going to say that again, other sovereign nations. And I certainly don't think we should lead with this perverse agenda that goes against God's law. Right? Why don't we avoid the foreign entanglements and stay out of it? Why do we got to go on the offensive and push for this agenda? I would push for less war and peace, not to promote the gay and lesbian lifestyle. Wow, shame on the Trump administration, ladies and gentlemen. And shame on this openly gay guy. He's the U.S. Germany ambassador. Richard Grenell is the guy's name. Shame on him and shame on the Trump administration, folks.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Confidence expressed by President Trump as he defends his declaration of a national emergency at the border, now being challenged by at least one lawsuit, with several more expected. The president saying he's confident he will prevail.
I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders. We have to stop drugs and crime and criminals and human trafficking, and we have to stop all of those things that a strong wall will stop.
Independent Senator Bernie Sanders beating other Democratic presidential candidates in fundraising just hours after he announces. The Vermont senator's campaign says it's raised more than $3.3 million from 120,000 donors since Sanders announced his campaign yesterday morning. That's more than double the amount raised by the previous top fundraiser, California Senator Kamala Harris. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Now just a week away, President Trump says he is still optimistic about his upcoming second summit with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un.
I really believe that North Korea can be a tremendous economic power when this is solved. Their location between Russia, China, and South Korea is unbelievable.
The president saying at the White House yesterday he will seek the ultimate denuclearization of North Korea when he sits down with the leader in Vietnam. Houston's police chief says officers there will stop serving no-knock search warrants after a married couple were killed in a botched police raid. Police Chief Art Acevedo says no-knock warrants will no longer be used to try to nab people suspected of using small amounts of drugs. Another big winter storm is slamming every state east of the Mississippi today. Classes canceled, travel restricted. As the storm moves east, more than 1,000 air flights canceled. And this is USA Radio News.
All right, Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
So as I mentioned at the start of this discussion, I really love to promote the Trump administration and talk about the good being done. I like to talk about bringing people together. I like it any time we move the needle towards liberty. That's great. But sometimes you just got to call a spade. Shame on the Trump administration. The Trump administration is currently launching a worldwide effort to decriminalize homosexuality. It's led by U.S. Ambassador to Germany. The guy's name is Richard Grenell, and he's the most high-profile, openly gay member of Trump's administration, Kurt. And the problem is we're reaching out to the United Nations, to friendly nations. We're making a global, international push to promote gay rights. And I don't even know what a gay right is, Kurt. Does that mean that's a right afforded to everybody who's gay, but to those who are not, it doesn't apply? Or anyway, this whole thing smacks of foreign entanglements. It smacks of literally backing into the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. If we're not very careful, we're bowing to global governance. We're bowing to some United Nations organization that would has nothing but a goal of breaching our sovereignty, violating our sovereignty, exerting a power and authority over us with, quote, international agreements that supersede our Constitution. So I've got every problem with this, every problem in the world, on multiple fronts. The moral front is front and center here. What's your comments on this, Kurt?
You know, I was thinking about I guess you could call it the counsel that we would give the president, and you know, of course, anybody working with him, and, you know, it would start with basically, this whole deal of just being kind to everybody. I don't care who you are, and I'd start it with probably one of the most controversial things, and that is, hey, the most innocent among us, sure like to see the president working on that all over, you know, here in America and all over the world, protecting little babies and standing up for the rights of the unborn, and, you know, and all that. And you can dovetail that into the protection of women, protection of anybody, any type of person, because every one of them have been born, Sam.
And amen to that. And I don't have a problem being kind to people. My problem is we're going on the offensive promoting the gay agenda. Now, it's under the guise of, well, hey, we don't want to have these policies that are called the behavior criminal behavior, right? But the problem with that is, hey, do you think it's criminal behavior, Kurt? See, that's what this discussion goes down to. It. You can't ignore the core.
Do I think it's criminal behavior what?
To promote or to be involved in the gay and lesbian lifestyle.
Well, you know, that's where people get all ticked off again, you know, when you bring up God and the Bible and things
that's
like
right.
that. But there are 10 commandments. They're not 10 suggestions. You know, he doesn't really have, you know, what you have to do with your front door or what you have to do with your fence or, you know, there's a whole lot of electives that you can just choose, but you've got 10 commandments. And, you know, in there, big time has to do with, you know, the relationships between a man and a woman. And I know that gets, you know, the bad guys upset, but it's just going to always be that way, Sam.
Well, and that's why, you know, I bring up this core argument, Curtis. We can talk about being kind to people, and I agree we should. I'm not suggesting any hostility to anybody.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if we say, well, hey, it's not criminal. Then the next question becomes, okay, is it acceptable? Well, now how do you define acceptable? I don't believe in it. I don't like it. I think it's against God's law. Well, you're a hater and a bigot. Do you accept my choice? Are you pro-choice, Sam? Do you believe in, you know, and then pretty soon it's like, hey, I pity, then I embrace, right? I mean, what I mean is, at some point, and I'm not trying to create a hostile line in the sand, but I'm saying they've created the hostile line in the sand. And then I say, well, look, God makes these, you know, declarations, not me. I'm not free to interpret them the way I want to or anything. I just believe in God, and well, I believe it's the way he says it is, and see, for that I'm a bigot, right? And so my problem with this whole thing is, hey, what is the purpose of an ambassador, Kurt? Let's say an ambassador to Germany, for example. What's the purpose of that person even having their job at taxpayer expense, right? What's the purpose of that? To promote gay rights globally? I don't think so. I think it's to protect life, liberty, and property, and to have appropriate relations with other nations on a diplomatic front, not a force front, not a capitulation front, not a breach our sovereignty discussion, not a global, I don't know what you want to say, campaign for a politically divisive agenda. See, that's where we're going with this. So anyway, I don't have anything to say, but shame on the Trump administration, and Trump needs to fire this openly gay Richard Grenell from his office, not because he's gay. That's not why you would fire him. You'd fire him because you would say, look, you're out of your scope of office, my friend. You don't even know what you're there for, and you're gone. The problem is there's too many people surrounding this, and there's already too much backing for this internationally, and it's an issue that Donald Trump just, again, the swamp's so deep, I don't know that he can spend the political capital to rein this in at this point, Kurt. Just imagine if Donald said the things I've just said, where he'd be right now, Kurt. I mean, they'd be calling to impeach him for hating the gays, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, but Sam, the bottom line is, I mean, you know, it's silly to try to, I guess you could say,
pretend,
be on their good side, you know.
But that's right. That's the whole point.
With them, because they just are not going to allow it. I mean, their idea of tolerance from you is basically complete acceptance of everything they want to push all these anti-God things.
That's
and,
right. I agree.
You know, they're just not a way for us to, you know, come into some kind of a la-la happy family with that.
Well, and the problem is they pretend that they have our values when they're the underdog. When they don't have a prayer to get their agenda, progressing, then they will say, oh, of course we respect your religious belief to think and feel and believe as you choose. And they do that till they get enough power, and then their real agenda, real viewpoint comes out, which is, as you point, the lack of tolerance. It's complete capitulation. You must absolutely reject everything you stand for and believe in on their altar, or they will absolutely, as Donald Trump says, they will destroy you. And I think, sadly, this is an issue that a lot of the conservatives have capitulated on as well. A lot of the churches have. A lot of the political leadership has been Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage, and they won't even talk about these issues, Kurt. It's too politically divisive. They just can't handle the heat.
I mean, you can look at Dr. Laura as an example of how this thing worked out when somebody opposed them, in a big way, right? They basically got rid of her, supporters and that kind of thing. And it's true that I think Dr. Laura still broadcasts, but I'm telling you, she certainly doesn't have the voice that she once had, and the number of affiliates, et cetera. But, that's just the bottom line, Sam, is that the God of heaven has rules, and the adversary, Satan, or whatever, has his followers, and they're not going to really get along well, you know.
And you know what? We can get to the bottom of this discussion quickly by saying something like this to the gay and lesbian agenda pushers. Are you ready, Kurt?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that, pretend I'm asking this question of those people who push the gay and lesbian agenda. Is it possible for me to believe in my God? And to believe that the gay, the lesbian, the bisexual, the transgender, the whatever, all those acronyms are. Is it possible for me to believe that is wicked and a sin without being a bigot, without being a hater, without being an enemy? Is it possible?
I don't think that they would say it is. Do you?
Well, they would say, of course it's possible, Sam. And then they would just prove how I'm a bigot and they'd shut me down. So they'd lie and they'd talk out of both sides of their mouth. But honestly, the answer is no, Sam. You cannot have your beliefs without being a bigot, without being a hater, without being an enemy. You will absolutely forfeit your beliefs and capitulate 100%, or you will be a bigot, a hater, a homophobe, because what is a homophobe, Kurt? Somebody that's afraid of a gay person? Or somebody who disagrees with a gay person? Or somebody who, fundamentally opposes their view? Somebody who, what? What is a homophobe, right? And they would at first say, well, it's somebody who disagrees. But then when you push, they'd say, well, no, that's not what I mean. You can disagree, but somebody who might persecute a gay. Well, I'm not calling for persecution of anyone, Kurt. I'm not saying you ought to hate on people that are gay. I'm just saying you can't force me to promote or capitulate to your lifestyle as the only acceptable way to live. And my viewpoints are marginalized so much so that they're not even at the table for discussion.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system.
They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters. At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
All right, the bottom line is there's no way to win, ladies and gentlemen. That's the problem. See, can I have my views, which means I believe in God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, okay? The Almighty. And I believe that I, how do I say this? That I don't make the laws or the rules or the, I just do my best to understand and believe in them. So God says male and female created them in the Bible, and therefore it's a binary discussion, and you can't change your gender because God created your gender. Man can't change what God created. The creation is not greater than the creator. Well, how stupid do you think I am, right? All right, same thing with this gay and lesbian agenda. The debate is it nature versus nurture? Are you born that way and you have no choice in your, quote, gayness? Or is this a choice of what sexual preferences you entertain and engage in? And you say, well, Sam, some people have these feelings they just can't deny. I understand that there's attractions, and I understand there's weaknesses, and I understand, but I also understand that it's a choice to be engaged physically with someone or not, right? And so I choose God's law, which is male and female created them, and the only sexual relationship authorized by the Almighty is one man, one woman relationships. Those are the only times the sexual powers, or whatever you want to say, can be employed. The procreative power can be used within the bounds the Lord has set. Now, I'm not at liberty to alter or change that. If I hold on to that belief that I'm not at liberty to change, can I have that belief and not be a hater and a bigot and an enemy? The answer in their world is no. You can't, Sam. And that's the problem. That's why we cannot capitulate on this. Because if you say, well, Sam, why don't you be a little kinder? Oh, I'm willing to. Why don't you be a little more gentle? I'm willing to. Why don't you be more patient and more understanding of their situation? I am. But that does not mean that I'm willing to go the next step, which is to give up my beliefs or put my beliefs on the altar of the trash heap of history. I'm willing to hold a hard line on my beliefs and say, this is the way I believe the world to be. That does not mean that I won't be kind. I'll be as kind as I possibly can, no matter what belief system someone else holds. Even if I believe their system of thought process or whatever you want, their behavior is abhorrent and is a complete sin, that doesn't mean that I'm going to be mean to the sinner. I'm going to love the sinner and hate the sin to the best of my ability. But is that even possible? See? Well, I don't think that it is, because as we get further and further and further into sin, or violating God's law, as the perversion gets stronger, so does the hate, Kurt. Proof is in the headline you just sent me.
Well, that's exactly right, Sam. And there's a lady named Martina Navratilova, and I kind of like
whatever,
to say that
man. Some soccer chick, right?
To me,
no,
it,
tennis chick.
Well, she, yeah, and you know, she's older now, and so she's at least I think she's getting a little more knowledge, you know, some more understanding of how it really is. And so there's two of them. I only sent you one. The first one I saw yesterday says, Martina Navratilova on allowing men to compete against women in sports, : it's insane and it's cheating. Now, when you go into the story, you find out, well, she's not really saying just men, but she's saying these trans guys, you know, in other words, the ones that you know, they say, well, they're taking hormones, so then they're, that makes them just like a woman, and so then they can compete. And she just says, I'm happy to address a transgender woman in whatever form she prefers, you know.
See, but
in
I'm not. Words,
hey, yeah, I know.
And the reason that I'm not is because you forced me to, what, abandon my belief system by doing that?
That's exactly right.
But keep going. But she's willing. That's fine. Say, she can choose that if she wants.
She says, yeah, I mean, if somebody wants you to call her pink when she's really blue or whatever, I mean, you know, she says, but I would not be happy to compete against her. It would not be fair, the Czech-born player.
But see, she's got to quit playing games with that word. Why wouldn't she compete against her, Kurt?
Yeah,
this is where the rub is.
Not a her.
Why wouldn't she compete against her? Because it's not a her. And that's the very point she's making. So she betrays her point by her language is what I'm getting at.
Right. And it says her reiterated stand against transgender players comes after what she claimed was months of study on the topic. That study, she said, made her sure than ever that transgenders competing as women was unfair to natural-born women. She said, simply reducing hormone levels, the prescription most sports have adopted, does not solve the problem, she wrote. A man builds up muscle and bone density as well as a greater number of oxygen-carrying red blood cells from childhood. Training increases the discrepancy. And she goes on, she says, indeed, if a male were to change gender in such a way as to eliminate any accumulated advantage, he would have to begin hormone treatment before puberty. For me, that is unthinkable.
Well, and that supposes that even that would get it done, which is a lie.
I know. That's what I was going to say. It's, you know, that's just still wrong. But, you know, she's at least, she's 62 now, Sam. And, of course, she's been out of Wimbledon and all that kind of stuff.
But here's the point, tennis, Kurt.
But she's famous.
They're hating on her now, too. For even making a statement like that, which is,
right.
I believe her point's well taken. She's right.
Yeah, she said, this is the last part of the Breitbart piece, and she says, there must be some standards, she wrote. You know, it's almost like Ten Commandments. And then she says, and having a penis and competing as a woman would not fit that standard. That's pretty detailed.
Yes, it is. Probably too detailed. But nevertheless, yeah, here's the problem, Kurt. The lesbians have a problem with the transgenders, too. Because here's what happens.
That's
just
exactly
Just take male A. I don't know what you want to call this person, but male A. And male A decides that male A is a female now. So now we're going to call male A a she. And now she wants to have a relationship with a woman, a natural-born woman. The natural-born woman that might be a lesbian that would normally be interested in a woman-woman relationship is not interested in this man pretend a woman. And so they say, wait a minute, you're not a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then the male A that says, I'm a she, says, yes, I am. Even the law says so. And the lesbian says, but you're not. And so the debates rage. And now what you've got is the transgenders literally against the lesbians. The lesbians aren't allowed to say that women or men can't become women and women can't become men. Who do they think they are? And so now the point that I'm getting at is the greater the perversion, the more the hate and the bigoted issues comes out. So now the lesbians are bigoted, right, Kurt?
Well, yeah, because the headline from Breitbart is LGBTQ sports group expels Martina Navratilova after transgender criticism. And, you know, remember,
she can't even criticize the transgenders, buddy.
Yeah, she has been an outed, I guess, lesbian. And so now they're going to get rid of her because she said something that they didn't agree with, right?
And what you've got is you've got this hierarchy of perversion. And the stronger the perversion, the greater the pedestal that we seem to put the perversion on. And so it's hierarchical. So a woman is higher than a man, for instance, right now. Now, I disagree with that, obviously, in God's plan. Male and female are, well, he created them equal. And when I say equal, I mean with rights before God and man, but different in nature, designed complementary, not adversarial. Okay, but they put woman above man. They put gay above straight. And now we're starting to get to, well, gay and lesbian is like, well, it's, you know, better than straight, but it's lower on the totem pole than the stronger perversion, which is, Well, I guess it's hard to know what perversions are stronger. But all I'm saying is when you change your biological sex, that's a greater perversion than just being attracted to the opposite sex, right? Or to the same sex, I'm sorry. So the stronger the perversion, the greater, the higher on the totem pole, the, quote, protection and advocacy becomes, right? And that's kind of the problem that we see here. And so now this lesbian that used to be praised for her incredible stance as a woman, becoming who she, quote, really is, they lie, right? And now she says, wait a minute, whoa, hold on. The transgender folks, that isn't true. That isn't real. I can't support that. That's not right. That's not. And now they say, you know what? You're lower on the totem pole. You're out. You're the enemy. You're a bigot. In fact, we're going to kick you right on out of our organization for saying such blasphemy, such hate-filled, okay? And that's where we're going. And pretty soon, listen carefully, because I've been talking about this for quite a while, and I don't think a lot of people on the radio have understood the point that I'm making. This brings the point home so clear. But I've been mentioning this for months, for years, about the way this is, right? And how the lesbians are the next one on the totem pole to fall, the gays. You got to be a black gay to get anywhere. You got to have multiple things that launch you even higher on the totem pole of perversion, which means acceptance or promotion, right? Well, I bring this up because we got to make this very, very, very clear. Pretty soon, only child molesters and only people who are into animal love or they're going to trump everybody. And the stronger the perversion, the greater the agenda. And if you don't believe me, go study the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, which says children don't need to listen to parents. They can be involved sexually if they want to. See, this international UN law is going to trump United States law that says, hey, there's no limited age on sexual, what do you call it, behavior or involvement or whatever. Okay, and to suggest there is limits just shows how hate-filled you are. Every baby has the right for self-sexual expression, see? And now, this sounds just blasphemy. This sounds over the top crazy. I get it. I agree. I'm just telling you, that's where they're going. And if you don't believe me, go look at the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. Well, sadly, this gay, quote, high-profile advocate in the Trump administration is literally launching a worldwide effort to decriminalize homosexuality. Okay, and this openly gay member of the administration is pushing to back this into the United Nations discussions, Kurt, on the international stage. And eventually the Convention on the Rights of the Child will come right on back. Parents will lose their rights. The traditional family will be destroyed and God's law will be perverted. And if you stand against it, you will be the enemy of the state, sir. That's where these evil people are going. And I don't want to be mean to anyone or unkind to anyone, but I'm telling you, we must stand on God's law. And if we don't, there's no end to the compromise and no end to the consequent downstream destruction that we'll face. The problem is, how can I make that statement without being a hater and a bigot and evil and an enemy and my rhetoric is just, it's got to be stopped. People like me need to be in jail. And okay, that's where they're going to go. And it's so sad, but that's where we are. Have I gone too far on this one, Kurt?
Nope.
All right. Anyway, there you go. I want to be kind to everyone, folks. I want to lead with love. There's no doubt about it. But I cannot turn against my God and put it on the altar of, quote, political correctness. I will not do it. By the way, just so you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back. She returns to the Supreme Court after a big 60-day absence. They say she's looking awesome. Her time is not yet up, Kurt. Also, Roger Stone has apologized. I guess he put an Instagram post up that showed crossheads near the head of the federal judge that's prosecuting his case, and he had to apologize for it, and now they say he might even end up going to jail for it. Time will tell. All right, there you have it. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, always on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. We take on the topics nobody else will touch, and I hope we do it respectfully and kindly and in a gentle way, but at the same time, I hope we stand with our standards. Those are set by God. They're called commandments, not standards, folks. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.